Tuesday night, Rosh Chodesh, Dvar Halacha. I said something last night. I want to praise you from. We talked last night that the Mishnah Berurah says that even though other things may be in Loshon Kodesh, you don't have to know what they mean, but Sfiras Omer is different. Sfiras Omer is different, and you have to know what you're saying, or else it's not called Sfira. It's an idea. It's a Lomdish idea. It's not that Lomdish. I think everyone can understand that. Although tefillah, you know you're davening, and you don't have to know what the words mean. If it's in Lashon Kodesh, the words automatically mean that. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Nun is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodeya Mashehu Mechaven. It's the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah and Siman Nun to explain why you might not have to know what the words mean in Lashon Kodesh. But by Sfira, you have to know what they mean. So last night I said it means that you don't even know what number it is. But if you know it's 26, let's say, but you don't know what these words in Hebrew mean, which is possible by some people, you know, newcomers, they may not know that Esrim is 20, Shisha is 6. So that, then I said, Mistama, that's okay. And I thought about it today, and I'm chayzer. I think it's a mistake. Why? You're not Yaitza Sfira Saliva with Hirur, right? You need a Dibur. Hirur is no good. So if you think 26, it's for sure no good. It's not a Sfira. So what does it mean? It means you need an act of counting. You need a Maisa. You need a Maisa of counting. So it seems to me that if you know it's 26, but you don't know what the words mean, so the Dibur is not a Dibur of counting. It's a dibur. You know that you're counting. You know that but that's already hirur. But if there's no connection between the meaning of the words, then it's not an act of sfira. That's what I hold today. That's what I hold now at 8:18. The truth is, we'll be learning Nedarim starting tomorrow. So this shaila comes up in Maseches Nedarim. So if you want to take advantage of what it says in the bulletin and come learn with the kollel for 2 hours a day, then we could talk in learning. Because in the Nedarim you have the same shaila. It comes up mamish on Daf Beis Amud Beis, and it comes up in the beginning of the first perek in the sugya of Yodayim Rechichais. In other words, if I would think that this chair should be usher on me, and I say the words that it should be usher on me, but I don't know what the words mean, so is that called Nedarim requires bitus fasayim, as it's called? So maybe there's no bitus fasayim if you don't know what the words mean, even if you know what you're saying, but you don't know what the words mean, so that's not an act of dibur. So if you come join us in Maseches Nedarim, maybe we'll be patient the shaila of Sfiras Omer. I think it's not that unlikely that the person could even know that it's 26, but a newcomer might not know about the word Esrim and this. Anyway, by the way, the Poskim say, if you don't know Hebrew, count in a different language. It's certainly Nemeres B'Choloshim. So you should count. If you have this problem that you don't know what it means, and now I'm thinking, even if you know what the night is, you're also not Yotzei. It's not Sfira, it's not an act of Sfira, it's Hirur. And in Mele, you should count better in a different language. Okay. With the downstairs, so Rav Avadya Yosef paskens that for a Sudas Mitzvah, you can have music during Sfira. So, I don't want to take away business from the shul. So actually, I said like this. I said from Rosh Chodesh to Lag BaOmer, no music at all. And until Rosh Chodesh and after Lag BaOmer, we'll allow it for Svardim, who are following Rav Avadya Yosef's psak. Or if someone mamish keeps the first minig and this and the second minig, even though in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is not to listen to music at all. Except, I think even in Eretz Yisrael, after Lag BaOmer, they're makel by a Sudas Mitzvah. But the Svardim are makel the whole sphere. Rav Avadya paskens in his forum that it's mutter for Sudas Mitzvah to have music. So we tried to, we told him that, but it's nice the first night Rosh Chodesh. So if you're wondering why there's music downstairs, but the real question is, why do we hear the music from downstairs? And that gets us back to my letter that I want to remind everybody of. So if anybody wants the schus of night seder in the shul, and we can hermetically soundproof the downstairs, and you could have the schus of this shir also. Imagine that. Yeah, no way.
Then we'll say, push the middle button.
I did.